just a little pause there because we've got to bring in this very debonair gentleman. We do it every Friday. It's Lindsay Carr. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mark. How are you? And of course, you had to pause because you were trying to think of something terrific to say.
Yeah.
Good introduction for me, weren't you?
I came up short again. But
no.
Lindsay, you're looking fantastic this week. That jacket is much improved on last week's, I've got to say.
Mind you, there was nothing wrong with last week's jacket. It was only you.
Look, let's get...
Suit yourself.
Look, let's get straight into it. We've got some things happening. Peter Pan, what's happening there? We're going trip to Neverland.
We certainly are. That's at the Maitland Repertory Playhouse. It opens tonight. Good fun for the family. A cast of youngsters with an adaptation of the well-known story of the three children in Neverland, where they encounter, of course, the nasty Captain Hook and his band of pirates and the ticking crocodile. That's Peter Pan. Now, it opens tonight, plays for a fortnight at the Maitland Repertory Playhouse. And here's something interesting. There's an autism-friendly matinee next Thursday, which has been specially adapted for those with an autism disorder. So you can keep that in mind. Peter Pan at Maitland. Also, the Newcastle Art Prize is on this weekend at the Adamstown Uniting Church. It's running until Monday. The annual display from the Newcastle Society of Artists, which highlights artists from the Hunter and further afield. More than 250 artworks, and with prizes totalling several thousands of dollars.
Oh.
Yes, my word. Newcastle Art Prize at Adamstown.
And for those who love a bit of history, the Newcastle Museum have got something locked away as well.
They have. Tomorrow afternoon, it's a guided walking tour of local history and how past foundations have shaped the CBD, especially the recent developments in and around the Civic and the Honeysuckle area. Bookings are essential from the museum, and the tour starts lunchtime tomorrow outside the museum.
And Disney has been with us for nearly 100 years now. He's got something happening locally.
Yes, it's
has
a concert.
Walt?
It has Walt, yes. Well, not quite Walt, but it's a concert called Disney is a Wish Your Heart Makes. And it's on tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon in Maitland. A concert of songs from Disney's animated films, such as Pinocchio, Frozen, The Lion King and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Let it go, Lindsay.
Let it go. Yeah. So what's your favourite Disney animated film?
Look, when you have a family with young kids in the family, you have to watch pretty much everything that comes out of Disney, etc.
All the modern stuff.
All the modern
stuff, yes.
Modern and old. So it just doesn't matter. I have to do them all.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah,
yes.
I've done my share of Disney adventures, don't you worry.
Well, this features a 25-member cast and a six-piece band, and it's on tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon at the Maitland City Bowls Sports and Recreation Club. And if you miss it this weekend, it's being performed next weekend at Soldiers Point.
Yeah, I've got to say, that one does look pretty good. And something for those of us who love a bit of Lego.
Yes, the Newcastle Brickfest, which is on this weekend at the Newcastle Racecourse. Beg your pardon, it's on this Sunday at the Newcastle Racecourse. Are you a Lego fan?
Loved Lego as a kid.
Do you? Yes.
I loved building them and getting the instructions out, and this brick goes there and that goes there.
Oh, okay.
It was fantastic.
Now, see, we didn't have Lego. We had Meccano.
Okay.
Which I was useless at. You can never get it the same as the picture on the front of the box.
No.
Never, ever. Never. I mean, they used to have kids building Eiffel Towers and things like that. No. This is they have got a working version of Kooragang Island on display this Sunday, and also a large city layout complete with working trains and trams.
Does it have the current roadworks in the layout?
or maybe the new uni? I'm really not sure. You'd have to go along and find out. But just be aware, with Newcastle Brickfest this Sunday, no door sales, it's online bookings only.
Okay, somebody gave you my... Lindsay, thank
my
you.
My word.
Thank you for joining us once again. Always doing a fantastic job of getting our weekends up and running.
That's okay. Thanks, Mark.
Speaking of Neverland, it's Michael Jackson now at 2NURFM, 27 past 10.